1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KVOA News Time is 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line, Gwen Bernheide and Barb Lowry joining us from the Friendship Center.
Gwen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Barb, hello.
I'm pretty good.
Good. Glad to have you guys on. And every so often we bring in the Friendship Center for talking about the Friendship Meals program. And it always seems, Gwen, that attached to that is a need for Friendship Meals drivers. And certainly you guys are feeling that need right now.
Yes, we definitely are. It's a good outreach for our homebound. A lot of times the only people our homebound sees when they deliver the meals. Our drivers seem to really enjoy that part of volunteering with us.
Gotcha. Talk about how many routes you have right now, Gwen, and how many riders that you could use. I guess maybe, A, how many you need here just to keep things afloat, but B, how many you'd like to have on hand here in case there's some schedule adjustments that need to be made.
Yes. I would be thrilled with 4. I would like to have 6 to 10. That way I can fill all of my routes. We have 12 routes, 11 that go out through the town. And if I could get a dozen, that would give me a good bank to call backups at the last minute if I need to. 4 would definitely help a lot. Fridays are our heaviest days, that I have a lot of routes open that I have to scramble to try to fill. And the flexible times, I mean, they can do it once a month, once a week. They could absolutely do it every day. And I can arrange to where they would be on the same route at all times. So,
all right. So what does route delivery entail? How does this work, Gwen, as far as getting to the Friendship Center, picking up the meals, getting them out? How does this all work?
We have to start by having your own vehicle, and you come to the center. We have a hot portion and a cold portion. They're in separate coolers, and you come and get your coolers. You load your vehicle up, and I have route sheets to follow that tells you the customer's names and their addresses, and you drive around and deliver these meals to them, and when you're done, you come back, drop off your coolers and your route sheets, and it takes about anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, hour and a half, depending on the size of route. And we have various sizes of routes.
Okay.
Barb, from your perspective here, you know, obviously the Friendship Meals program and the emphasis is on the meals, but as Gwen mentioned here too, there's a lot of other benefits here for the seniors that are involved here.
Right, there really isn't. Gwen works specifically with meals. I work in the same building but in a different area, but right here with this program, and it's really fascinating to watch because these volunteers are just amazing. I mean, they come in and do all this on their own time with their own vehicle, but the ways that it benefits the community, you know, Gwen and I were talking before we got on the radio here this morning and said, it would be a perfect kind of thing for, like, somebody new to town. I mean, you do this even once a week, and you would get to know not only the town, you would get to know the people. There's a lot of camaraderie. It's fascinating to walk through the lobby when the drivers are coming in and getting their coolers and getting their routes. There's just a whole lot of camaraderie, laughing, talking. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing, and I think anybody that could get involved, it would be really beneficial not only to our people that we're delivering meals to, but to the driver. And also, we like to say sometimes people need community service hours or, you know, sororities, fraternities, scouting. This is an excellent way for them to get hours for their community service as well.
Boy, that was leading into my next question here about the possibility of not just individuals getting involved, but, you know, making, let's say, a service club or a community group or even a business venture here, like we've done at KVOE, to get a number of us involved kind of in a rotation to help the effort.
Yeah, that's really cool, because then, like you said, when you get your whole group involved, then each of you is just probably only doing it once a month or so, and yet we can rely on your business to possibly be here once a week. So you're exactly right. And again, if a scouting program or something wanted to do it, the adult could drive and the scouts could take turns riding along. We have people who, like, the person drives and then another one rides along and runs the meal up to the door. So there's, you know, there's all kinds of creative ways that you could do this. And like Gwen said, it's anywhere from half an hour to possibly an hour and a half out of your day, and so many people benefit.
Well, and as you mentioned, this does not work without the drivers. That is for certain. And, Gwen, how many meals a day are going out to the Friendship Center?
We have between 200 and 250. We have, you know, people that call and cancel of the day, but upwards of 250 a day that go out. We have some amazing drivers. They're the best. We might be short on them, but they are full of heart, and we appreciate every one of them. They've been stepping in with our shortage and filling in the gaps where needed, and I can't say enough about, you know, like Barb said, they're beyond amazing.
And Gwen has been having to pull even some of the employees here in the building just to help, because she's been so short of drivers lately. And like she said, too, especially so short of a backup lift. Some people can just be on the backup list if they want, because there are many times where somebody will have to cancel at the last minute because of sickness or an emergency.
Sure. What if people are concerned? You mentioned there's coolers with hot meals going out, frozen meals. What if there are people concerned about having to lift these coolers? Is there anything you can do for them?
Absolutely. I personally have gone out and helped people load their cars. We have other employees that have pitched in and helped take coolers out. That's never a problem to get that to happen.
And they have carts that they put the coolers on, so they're able to cart everything out to the car. And then, like Gwen said, somebody can help load their car. Once that's done, they're just carrying a meal.
And we do deliver, like, to high rises. Here in town, different facilities that, you know, have several in the building that they deliver to. And those carts, the flatbed carts, are foldable, so they can put them in their vehicle and roll them in and take them from, you know, room to room. And so we are fortunate with that also.
Gwen, I wanted to ask you, too, for how do seniors qualify here for the Friendship Meals program? I'm not sure if we've asked that before, but how can seniors qualify or possibly have a meal delivered to them?
Sure. You have to be 60 or over, and just call the center at 340-8001, and I will take some brief information and turn that into one of our senior case managers. They will then call the potential customer and ask questions, medical questions, living condition questions. And that's all it takes really to qualify, is to be 60 or over. And so it's called an assessment. They do an assessment and turn it into me, and I just add them to the route. Pretty simple.
If you're old like me, you can be on this program.
All right, Barb.
I'm not old enough.
Wonderful testimony there from Barb Lowry. Okay. All right. So, Gwen, if people are interested in helping out or would like more information about being a Friendship Meal deliverer, how can they get that information?
Just call me at 620-340-8001.
It will be fulfilling in more ways than one.
In more ways than one.
It really is. And our, you know, we've had some drivers come in, and they're kind of hesitant, you know, because they don't know what to expect and how to do it the first time. And once they get back from their routes, it's like, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. And they do get a lot of satisfaction. And also, they've come back to the center here and said, could you call and check on so-and-so? They weren't just acting right, or there's something was, you know, different with how they interacted with me. And we've had to make those calls. So they are the eyes and ears also of our community.
And, hey, we're the Friendship Center. We're fun guys.
Friendship, yeah.
Friendship.
Your friendship for a reason, right?
That's right.
That's exactly
send them our
right.
way.
And, of course, KVOE, we are deliverers, too. We,
yep.
We
yes, that you are.
Every other
Thursday.
As a matter
of fact, today, I believe.
Yeah, it's your day. Or, well, I bet it's not your day unless you're going to take them on your bike, Ron.
I guess. I'm going to have to, huh?
You can pull them on a cart, yeah.
Yeah, you'll load those for me today?
I will.
All right.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys a lot.
Yeah.
So many other organizations, and so that would be great if more would chime in like that and share the workload.
All right, Gwen, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Gwen.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, Barb. Yeah, Barb, thank you.
Thanks, Barb.
Yeah, good luck on your ride, Ron.
Yep. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, from the Friendship Center, administrators Gwen Burenheide and Barb Lowry. They're in need of drivers, Friendship Meal drivers. They make it easy, and the schedules are more than flexible. That is for sure.
Absolutely. As we've found out, and want to let you know, too, again, it's 620-340-8001 if you'd like to help out that way. Also, don't forget here that here in a minute, we'll have Nick Best joining us as we wrap up our morning show interview slate. The 12th annual Jaeger Jenkins Fishing Tournament begins tomorrow, so we'll get the preview of that. In the Garden coming your way at 11:06 this morning, and then What's in Outdoors has the 820 to 850 slot tomorrow right here on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Health Care without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, CareArc. It is 8:38. Stay tuned. Headlines on the way.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G.